For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Thursday afternoon service of July the 3rd, 1997, of the Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. The Coffeys will be speaking for this afternoon.
Lady Coffey, are you ready to lay us out?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is good.
Yes.
All the time.
All the time.
Don't make me feel right at home when you say that. I said, we used to go down to the mission and minister. And then they started bringing the ladies out to us to minister to them. And let me remember to get that out when we get through. And I'd say, the Lord is good. And they'd say, all the time. But they didn't really know what they were talking about. So I can believe in you guys, too. The Lord is good. You got something you want to say to me? Here, wait a minute.
I just want to make a day. You know, we're a church of deliverance. And we have one particular person in our church that, it's been rough deliverance, hard, long deliverance. We had a demon on the ropes. And when I say on the ropes, I think you know what I'm talking about. This demon was fighting and holding on with everything that it could to keep from coming out. Finally, in desperation, he says, I tell you what, if you'll just take her out on the parking lot, I'll leave. I just don't want this church to get any glory of sending me out.
He left without going out on the parking lot. We don't do demons any favors. You know, they beg for mercy. And my answer to a demon that's begging for mercy, I extend to you the same mercy you've been given to them. And they said, and I've had them tell me, you Christians supposed to walk in love. You don't have any love. You hate. To them, love is hate. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was sitting over there. The Lord was talking to me about in Ezekiel about speaking the word so people's blood won't be on my hands. That's one of the messages the Lord gave me when he called me. I'm going to share some this afternoon. I'm going to share something I started upstairs, and the Lord didn't let me finish it. And I know why the Lord didn't let me finish it up there. I'm going to begin in Deuteronomy 23. And I don't know what other people's been mentioned in the afternoon when I wasn't here. But I'm going to talk to about abuse this afternoon. Jim and I had the privilege yesterday afternoon to go upstairs and minister to the young people. And you know what? I was so amazed at the problems. I think kids just having a great time today. They have no problems. I guess that's what I was thinking. I know better because I have grandchildren. But I don't mean just superficial. I mean problems. And, you know, we talk about abuse. And I'm going to get on abuse. I'm going to get on sexual abuse and physical abuse and however the Lord leads. But there's all kinds of abuse. And, you know, we went up there and we were sitting till they were ready for us. And it took us a while to gain their confidence. But, you know, we ministered deliverance, and one of the little girls came to me this morning, and she was, I could just see such a change in her face, but I didn't say anything. In fact, I almost didn't recognize her, to be honest with you. I almost passed her by over there, and she wanted to talk to me, and it was just such a blessing to me. And she told me, she said, I've gotten rid of a lot of my fears. That's what we were ministering on, is fear. But I had started, the Lord gave me this several weeks ago, and he told me, he said, and I've already said, told you some of this, I said something to you about it, that he said that in our groups, in our congregations, we've got abuse, men and women, and they will not do anything about it. And see, my thing is that about, I would say 9 out of 10 girls that I, and I'm talking about the older girls, because I minister very little to small young ones, have been abused. Either by a husband, a father, a friend. It's always somebody they know. And they've had to live with the shame and the guilt of it all their life. But that spirit of destruction that comes in through that abuse is there to destroy, and it destroys in a lot of different ways. I was sharing over the trailer one time with Peg and Bill about this girl that came to us, and I'm laying some groundwork. I want you to hear me this afternoon. I don't stand up before you to make you like me. You have to love me because God commands it. But I have to tell you what the Lord tells me and to do. And people get angry at me sometimes when I say the Lord tells me, but the Lord has to tell me because, see, I'm not all that smart. I'm smart. I break the curse of my own words. But to know the things that God gives me, He gives it to me by the Spirit and reveals to me, and I get a lot of stuff doing deliverance. And I tell you the truth, most of my deliverances that I do is on the floor. And you know what I mean, on the floor. And I said, don't you stand up and tell me how to do deliverance until you've been on the floor with me. Amen. I have been called every name in the book. I've had a nose broken. I've had bruises. I think I told you, Dad had a garbage can thrown at me the other night. I had Bibles thrown at me. I had a demon knock me out one morning in church. I was just praying for healing. And she just, and I wasn't expecting it. And I went, for a couple seconds, I was totally out cold. But I came back up fighting. Not with this, I'd like to. But when I see the abuse, see, really the biggest thing I want to get across is that unless you will admit even to yourself. We've got a lady in our church that's 60-something years old, and she was abused as a child, and she it's taken her years to come to the place where she'd even admit it. And she's not had any feelings. She says, I have no feelings. She says, I neither feel good or bad, you know, in the area of love, or she doesn't love her husband, she says. The Lord's working on that, though. It's just really good what the Lord's doing as she began to forgive. He's abusive in a controlling way. You know, we control people. Husbands control their wives by giving them the silent treatment. And so they retaliate, and so we learn to control them one way or the other. We all work with control, it's really retaliation. But because we don't call it what it is, and the way the enemy tries to work and make us think that it's our fault that all this happened, and it's never the fault of a child that they're abused. And all through all this abuse, one way or the other, there's so much fear. Amen. That comes in on the children. They are so fearful. They're afraid of displeasing a parent. They're afraid of being, rejection's already there. They're rejected from day one. And when they are abused, they instantly are rejected because they feel like no one loves them. There's no one there to protect them. So, and what I started out to say when I said God took me over into Ezekiel, the church is not doing anything about it anymore. But we're compromising what we know. We don't go up to a person and say, you're sinning. Even if we know it. You know, I love to be under the ministry of a prophet. But you know, in my Bible, when the prophets come to town, people were afraid because God showed them things. Isn't that right? He told them. Nathan went to David and said, you have sinned. You're the man. When he told him that this man had one little sheep and that this other man wanted it and took that had everything. And he went and took his sheep. And David, when Nathan told him, David was saying, that man needs to be stoned or whatever. And then Nathan said, you're the man that did it. And so we need to call, what I'm trying to say is sin. We need to stop compromising and covering it up. We have that spirit of a compromise. We're afraid we'll offend people. We're afraid we'll hurt them. But you know, and when I read my Bible, when Jesus went into the city, they didn't like it. his ministry. He either caused a revival or a riot. They tried to stone him one time, and he just spoke it. He went into the temple and he took a whip. I used to teach on that a lot. I get to teach more at home other than deliverance. So I was teaching on one time. I said, I don't think Jesus went in and got a little switch and said, y'all better get out of here now. I don't think he did that. I think he went in there and he said, you have made my father's house a den of thieves. Now you get your garbage out of here. And he took that whip and he drove them out. And you know, that's like and Lord gave me that in the area of driving demons out. But you know, we need to really, we're afraid we'll hurt the people. But you know, if you don't tell them truth, you can't help them. And we've got to be honest, and we need to start with ourselves. And Ezekiel says, if you know the truth, God gives you a word, and you don't speak it, their blood will be on your hands. And the word says that the wages of sin is death. And we need to start looking at it as sin. The things we do is sin. I want to preach a sermon on sin. But I won't. I'm going to go, Lord willing, I'm going to stick to my scriptures. That's sometimes hard. But I tell you, I am ready to see there come a purification, the church be purified. I came to the place where I wanted to give up deliverance because I was so sick and tired of people sitting there and would not repent when they'd done something wrong. And they would not forgive. And I thought, Lord, I'm sick of it. Let's let me go on. I'll stay home. We'll just start a new church. We'll start a new church, and we'll just have praise and worship to you and just the good type thing. Did you ever get that way? Did you ever get to the place you get so sick of it? You want to see God have his way. You know what God wants to do, but people will not judge themselves. Now, I'm sitting here and saying, I can look at you and tell you all things wrong with you, but I need to look at myself.
Amen.
We need to work on ourselves instead of looking at everybody else. And when we go to doing deliverance, everybody, if we call out, and I'm going to get on it, incest and homosexuality and all of this, and if you may be getting deliverance from something they call 15 minutes ago, and you're afraid to turn it loose, you know it's trying to come out, you're holding on to it, and you need to say, okay, out you go, whoever you are, pack your bags, you're leaving, and get rid of the stuff. And then and get God to heal and fill you back up with the things of God so we can minister. Most of us here are there's a few young people that's got children. Well, there's quite a few here got children, young children, but a lot of us are older. We didn't have the opportunity that the young have. We didn't know about all this when we were raising our kids. Lord, if I had known it, my family would have been different. My grandchildren are different, but my family, my own children, are still going through a lot of change. And I don't pat them on the head and say, now, Mama understands. Just come on over. No, Mama points the finger and says, you are wrong.
Amen.
They don't come much. But I'm not going to change the way I think or live for my kids, because wrong is wrong, people. And we need to look at sin and what sin is and call it what it is and repent of it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, and praise the Lord. Jim, you want to pray? Should have let him done
Heavenly
this when he
Father,
was up here.
We come now and bind the enemy over this building, over all of the grounds, Father. We have no part of the enemy. He has no part of us in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are children of the Most High God, and we will not permit the enemy to have any part of us any longer. We have drawn the line. We have said no further, Satan. You demons will have to stop here. We will not allow any of this. And I take authority right now, and I bind the spirits in this place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every harassing spirit, every spirit that would take our attention away from our God, away from His Word, in the name of the Lord Jesus, every spirit that would make us doubt and cause unbelief in us that deliverance is not real and that the Word is not alive and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, we bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every demon here, Father, we praise you and we give you the glory. Now, as we go on with and speak the word forth, Father, have your way in our lives. Open us to receive, not only just to receive, but let it find a home within us and bear fruit that the words that come forth will bring new life to us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
In Deuteronomy 23, verse 1, he said, "He that is wounded in the stones or has his privy member cut off shall not enter into the congregation of the righteous." That, we know what that is, but I'm going to skip over that. I'm not teaching on that. But I want you to know, he says, "A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the righteous, even to the tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord. An Amorite or a Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to the tenth generation shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord." So the word's telling us that what God thinks about incest. Amorite and a Moabite, we know we talked about that before. But I want you to look at this. I want you to look at it like this. I was thinking as he was praying up there, when we go into deliverance, when we've ministered deliverance to someone and we get down to the root of the problem, people will turn and walk out. They quit. They stop right there.
Amen.
They do not want you to touch what their problem is. And my thing is, and this is why I get so angry, we work on a person, we dig in, and we get whatever it is, they really don't want to give it up.
Amen.
They won't relief, but they don't want to give it up.
Amen.
And all they want to do is to be able to keep to go on in life without being so down under all these things that come in through this spirit of incest, or this spirit, this ungodly forces that is destroying our world today. Do you have any idea how many children, how many young children today in the churches and their fathers and whoever's molested them are sitting on the pews in the churches today?
That's right.
We've had people come out of the denominational churches, people that we knew that grew up with our kids and came into our church and we'd start ministering to them. And when the Spirit of the Lord would reveal to me or Jim, whatever the problem was, they would sit there and weep and weep, and we would do deliverance on them. We'd get them to forgive. And these are people that we've known all our lives. But yet these are big shots in the churches. This is why I'm so angry, people, because there's nobody in the churches to really help. If you go back to a church and you know some of this, you need to start praying for the children and help get them free. And these girls would come in and they were so ashamed, and I guess they were afraid someone would tell that who their fathers were. But you know, you don't go off and tell what you've done in deliverance.
Amen.
That's between you and them and God.
Right.
And
if you're
calling something that is the Lord has revealed to you in someone. See, I think this is why people become so afraid.
Yes.
That you get up in their ear and whisper to that spirit. Nobody around you needs to know what
that's
it
right.
is.
Amen.
But I saw this one girl that grew up with my daughter. And she came to our church. She was having all kinds of problems. And this is why I guess I'm so angry at this spirit. She was so tormented. And she came into our church. She had heard about the deliverance church, but she didn't know Jim and I was pastors. But she wouldn't back off. She came on in anyways. And we were ministering to her, and we stirred the spirit manifested on her. And we didn't get it out that night, and she left. She said, "Oh, I'm so glad you all here. I'm coming back, and I'm going to get free of this. This is torment." I have no idea who did it. The Lord didn't tell me that. He just told me it was there. It wasn't none of my business. But she knew, and you know, she never came back. And it just broke my heart, because I know what kind of life that girl's had. And so we see this, and because there's nothing done about this spirit, this thing that it's so tormenting. It's an open door. It brings all kinds of other spirits in. And we just kind of think, well, we'll just, you know, I would love to just stand down and list them this whole group of names that I know and call them out and get them out just instantly. But when you get to the one that's caused all the problem, that's been there for years, all their life, he doesn't go just like that.
Amen.
First of all, the Lord had taught us that I was really concerned one time that it took us so long to get one of these out. It seemed like it seemed to me like forever. And I said to the Lord, I said, "Lord, this is terrible. If it takes us this long to get people free, we'll never get anywhere." And he told me, and he began to show me, he said, because of what had been in this girl, it came in when she was a little girl, he said that she really had no personality of her own. And that he was building her as we was putting the word in her, ministering to her, because the word said Jesus cast out demons with his word. And as we were doing this, He was building her, bringing her forth. And I'd never heard that before. I'm just telling you some of the things that I know about deliverance. And I know other people have been in a lot longer than me. And my thing to the Lord's always been, why me, Lord? Tell somebody else. He said, because he's got me in a place where we are ministering to just a small group of people right now. And through ministering to them, we learn.
Amen.
And so it takes a while sometimes to free a person. Did you read in the Word that God said he won't deliver you all at once?
Amen.
And we get people come in, they sit down and said, I come to get delivered. I want to be free, totally free. I said, I do too. But they expect it to do it just some. We had a lady come to us one time at 60, almost 70 years old. And bless her heart, she was such a mess. She was such a mess that she wore a hat, a little knit hat with a little brim on it and lined it with aluminum foil. That she was picking up, bless her heart, all kinds of things. And so she put the aluminum foil over her head so it couldn't penetrate her mind. And she came out to our church, and she was there a couple of months, and we didn't get her totally delivered, but she wanted it instantly. But she said, well, I've received all you've got for me, so I'm going on. It just broke my heart because she was such a mess. Her mind was such a mess. We didn't know anything about soul ties then. We didn't know how to call her soul back. We didn't know all this, people. That's why I say we know so. We've got so much knowledge right now. Anybody sitting here, most anyone here knows as much about deliverance as any of the rest of us do. But are you using it?
We have five women that come regularly to every service. They never miss. Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. We minister deliverance Sunday night and Wednesday night. These five that I'm thinking about come every service. Of those five, three of them have been molested. That we know definitely. We don't know about the other two.
But it is so... It's just everywhere. And I think that... I really know that the Lord, when the Lord gave me this, don't leave me yet, I'm going to go on. That we need to examine our hearts. And if you have been man or woman, you see, when the enemy does this, it doesn't mean that it's just the girls. I know we were ministering, and this little boy had been molested, and he was so ashamed. He felt like it was his fault. The shame is when people are walking in things and they don't really want to give it up. But a child has he cannot do anything to protect himself if an adult doesn't do it. Over in Genesis 18, I want to show you that God said that men, he said, I know Abraham, that he'll teach his children. So we've got to first set examples before our children and teach them the way God intended for us to. Genesis chapter 18 and verse 18. Verse 17 says, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the things to which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep it the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. He said God intended for the father, and I can't remember if I said it down here upstairs, but he meant for the father to teach the children, and the father has left the teaching to the mothers. And so we are supposed to be what God intends for us to do. I'm not judging you. That's between you and God. Now, the Lord tells us, let's look at our heart and let's see what the Lord is saying. And as we obey the Word and become what God has called us to be, then we can, a teacher, listen, if you fail with your children, start with your grandchildren.
Praise the Lord.
Because what we didn't know, Jim was busy making a living. Right. He had to make a living, and I was home with the kids. I didn't work. I've never worked. I've been home, and I was with my kids, but nobody in the church taught me this. Okay, let's go over to Deuteronomy chapter 4, okay? Praise the Lord. Chapter 4, and I'm going to begin with verse 9. Oh, in verse 9, he says, only take heed of thyself and keep thy soul diligent, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart in all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, that they may teach their children. See, we need to teach our kids. We need the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
But if you don't have any fear, if you don't want to know the truth,
amen,
then you're not going to, if you're not going to listen. See, we compromise God's word to us. Well, I know that this is the Old Testament. God wasn't talking to me. And I hear that so much from people that are just have only read the New Testament, not realizing. I always ask them, who put the division between the Old and the New Testament? Did God do it or did man? Did he say, this one ceased and this one starts? But he's giving it to us for an example. Somebody said, talked about that last night. But we need to teach our children the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
But the fear we've taught them has been fear of things,
amen,
of the world, fear of maybe, amen, even fear of us.
Yes, yes.
Over in Ephesians 6, you know, the first commandment, I decided to go to the New Testament rather than get it in the Old. But in Ephesians 6, the first commandment with promise that God gave us was that children, that we're to honor our fathers and our mothers, that we would have long life. And so we need to teach children. Do you see respect in children today? You go out into the world and they talk to their parents, little children, talk to their parents like they were the kids and the kids were the parents. And we're not teaching our kids. And we need to do what God's word says over in Ephesians in chapter 6 and verse 4. He said, Paul's talking here. If you want to get it all, I'm just going to read the one verse. He said, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And you know, there's a way to deal with children without provoking them to wrath.
Right.
You do it in love. I have a son-in-law that used to drive me up the wall with his kids. He didn't provoke them to wrath, but he did me. He would sit down, he would go spank them. He had two little girls. They had two girls, and he was going to spank one of them, but he spent an hour telling him why he was going to spank them. And he never raised his voice. And I would hear him, and it would just near drive me, you know. I'd say, spank her, to myself. Don't keep giving her words. The child would much rather have to spank it and got it over with than to listen to father's long... He was telling her why he was spanking. I'm doing this because I love you. And that was good. But you don't just sit for an hour and torment the poor child with it, you know. And it would bring some rebellion there, you know.
Yeah.
Said, provoke not your children to wrath. And as another one, I said, I'm two witnesses in Colossians in chapter 3. And verse 20, the children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. And can you imagine a child? Now, I just want you to get a picture of this. A child in the home and the father or another adult in that home, sexually abusing that child. I'm using sexual abuse right now. And that child could do nothing about it. Can you understand what kind of rage could come into that child? Anger and rage. And eventually, it would just literally bring in bitterness and unforgiveness and resentment and hatred. But I'm going to show you the real thing that comes in when this happens before I get through, because I've had to deal with this real thing in the girls that I've ministered deliverance to. Those are real spirits. But I'm talking about the thing that comes in when the person is molested. And now, there's mental abuse, fear. As we were mentioning yesterday to the girls, girls and boys upstairs, I'm saying girls because the girls outnumber the boys. that there was so much fear up there. Now, they were coming about telling us about little fears, but the real fears didn't come out till we got into deliverance. Because, see, they didn't want... See, even children are hiding. And why are they doing that? Because we've taught them to. We have taught them to. We put so much fear in them that they're afraid they don't trust us. We had to win those children's trust before we could minister to them yesterday. I was so blessed, but I was so hurt. And I thought, Lord, you gave me this sermon to preach, and I didn't think I was going to do it. Because I'd had so many questions asked me about the soul. I wanted to teach on the soul. And if the Lord permits, I might do it yet. But this has got to be, we've got to look at it and stop it right here. See, we need to break the curse, get rid of it, admit to ourselves, find out, see what's in you, and then forgive. We're going to get to that in a little bit. There's got to be forgiveness, and there's got to be admitting to myself, I want to be free from this. I'll tell you right now that we or no one else can separate you from your friends. God can't separate you from your friends. Leviticus, you know what I mean by that? If you've got a demon in you and you want to keep it, you can keep it. God will let you. He will not make you give it up. That's what I was talking about. We work so long on people and spend so many hours on people ministering to them. And when you get down to the root of it, they are gone. And they find every excuse in the book telling you why they didn't come back to get that thing out. Do you know why they didn't get it out? They didn't want it out. And they need to be honest.
Amen.
I just get angry when I think about it. And I can get angry because Jesus had righteous indignation. He was angry. I don't think he drove the money changers out of the temple because he was just a little upset. I think he was angry. And the word says I can be angry and sin not. But it does anger me that people don't want to really get rid of their problems. They want to get rid of the surface stuff. We go after things like just... Unbelief is a big spirit, but my goodness, feed on the Word. You can drive that thing out with the Word. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. Know what the Word says about your authority. And we keep going after these little things when we need to go down and get the thing that's caused. If you want to be free, we got to get the root out. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't know if it's incest. I don't know if it's adultery. I don't know what it is. You know and God knows, and if you want to get it out, get it out. Start working on it right now.
Amen.
And say, devil, you're leaving me. You have no right here, and I want you out. You're not going to have ground. I'm blood bought. I'm redeemed. I'm paid for by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're going, today.
Amen.
But if you start thinking of food, by the time we get into deliverance, you're not going to get any deliverance.
Come on.
And you can eat any time.
That's right.
Let me tell you, I've stayed all night getting a spirit out. I don't mind. I want to see people free. But if you got your mind on running to the kitchen, don't even start deliverance. Just go.
Amen.
But if you want to be free, say, God, I don't care what it costs me. I'm going to get free. And I don't care what Peggy said. If I don't care what Peggy thinks about me, I'm going to get free.
That's right.
Amen. I don't care what anybody thinks about me. Amen. I am going to be free. And the thing's going to go because I'm going to stay here till it is gone. Because the Word, what does the Word say? They that call upon the Lord shall be delivered. And you have got to say, God, I want this out. And you say into me, into you, when the calling in says rape or whatever in the area of the sexual sins, say, I don't know whether you're in here or not, but if you are, you got to go.
Amen.
If you've never been raped, if you've never been molested, but you may be under the curse, you don't know what your father did or your mother did or your grandfather, you don't know. And if you feel a stirring in you and you've been having some problems, you need to get rid of it.
Amen.
I have people come up to me, they already know before they come.
Right.
If God's dealing with you about something, you already know.
Write it down.
I have them come to me.
Right.
A woman called me from, just to show you, give you for an instance, one of the ladies in our church, Lord bless, deliver me from those ladies. I've had them so long, praise the Lord. She called me up. She said, my husband, now listen to this. My husband is going to the hospital. He's going to have some surgery, but he's just going to be an outpatient. Do you think I ought to go? That's the dumbest thing I've had anybody ask me. I said, what do you mean, what I think? God's already shown you. What are you sitting at home for? She said, well, my son carried him over there. He's just going to, he's going, they were doing surgery up his nose or something, taking some polyps out. I said, they're working on his head. You ought to be there holding his hand. And I really preach. I know she was sorry she called me because I preached her sermon. And she called me back that night. She said, you know, I went and said, he was just so thrilled. I said, well, that's dumb. I wouldn't let my husband even get in the car to go without me. I told her that, too. See, I don't have anything to gain or lose. I want to help. I just want to help. And he's changed and so does she. She was the lady who said she didn't think she could love her husband. And she came to me Sunday night before we left church. And she said, Wednesday night, she said, you know, my husband sure has changed. I thought, I wonder if it's the husband. I don't believe it's the husband. I believe it's you. But he really had because it blessed him so much. I told that woman, now listen to me. I told that woman, I said, your husband is so lonely. Women, listen to me. I said, you put all your time on your kids. I said, your kids are grown. They're not kids. They're not little. They're grown. Her daughter is 30-something, 6, 7-something. I don't know what the boys are. And all I ever hear is about him. I said, your poor husband, I feel sorry for him. He doesn't come to our church. She says he's religious. Well, she was too, because she learned about the Holy Spirit and deliverance and the kingdom. But I'm telling you, we just don't do what the Word tells us to. And we need to really start obeying the Scripture. That's why I was quoting the Scripture about Abraham. Abraham did what the Word said. And God wants us to obey the Word. We read it. You know what it says. But we compromise it. Okay, let's go to Leviticus in chapter 18. And we begin with verse 4. And these are on the sins, sexual sins, and you know them. But I wish I brought my Amplified Bible, but I'm gonna read this. You got one? Because it lays it right out there in plain English in the Amplified. It doesn't say, see, in 18 verse 4 says, ye shall do my judgment and keep my ordinances to walk there, and I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore keep my, wait a minute, I'm going to go a little further in. Okay. Said, none of you shall approach, verse 6, to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. Well, that's not what the Amplified says. He puts it out there just plain as day. In verse 18, chapter 18 and verse 6 says, none of you shall approach anyone close of kin to you to have sexual relations. I am the Lord. And verse 7 says, the nakedness of your father, which is the nakedness of your mother, you shall not uncover. She is your mother. You shall not have intercourse with her. You shall not have intercourse with uncover the nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father, or your mother, whether born at home or born abroad. You must not have sexual relations with your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter. Their nakedness you shall not uncover, for they are your own flesh. You can't put it any plainer than that, can you? And God says you're not to have intercourse. You're not to molest them. You're not to do it. He says you must not have intercourse with your father's wife, your father's wife's daughter, because of your father. She is your sister. You shall not uncover her nakedness. Now, let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, all of you know it, but we're going to read it. You can beat around the bush all you want. We want to, but we need to just call it what it is. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 1, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. Incest. And Paul says, and ye are puffed up, and ye have not rather mourned, and he that has done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I verily am absent in this body, but present in spirit, have judged already as though I were there concerning him that has done so, has so done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together in my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord, in the day of the Lord Jesus, your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth a whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump. As ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. And Paul is saying clearly that if we allow these things in our church and don't do anything about them, it's like having a preacher that's a homosexual. And I've seen this. I know what I'm talking about. And every time he lays hands on someone, he loosens that homosexual spirit into someone else. And those people are so ignorant of discerning of spirits and deliverance that they don't know, they don't do anything about him. He has no business being a pastor of a, it's a church where some of my people that I used to know went. I haven't seen them in years. We went there one night, and the Lord showed me that spirit. And when I went through the door, he was up there shaking hands. He was shaking hands here, and I went this way. I don't care. I didn't know him. I went there to hear someone else. But I knew what he was, and I didn't want transference of spirits. Let me tell you something. God hates homosexuality. He hates incest. He hates all of this stuff. It, read your Bible. Get an Amplified and read it. He does. He calls it exactly what it is. And what did he say do with them? He loves them. I think this guy repented later on. Turn him over to the devil, that his flesh will be destroyed, that his spirit and soul can be saved. Sometimes we have to stop. Well, I don't think sometimes. I think we need to stop babying them and say, hey, you get cleaned up or get going. But we don't do that. Well, we keep them here. We're going to help them. Well, after I've done as much as I know to do, and they still hanging on to that thing, and I just say goodbye and good riddance. You say, you're hard-hearted. Well, there's too many other people that really want to be helped. Why should you spend all your time ministering to somebody that don't want it? I see people that are hurting, and there's no one there to minister to them that really won't help.
Right.
Spend your time on somebody that really wants it.
Amen.
As I said, we're not going to be able to separate anyone from their friends. They have made, let me tell you, the reason why I call them friends, when I was ministering to one of these girls that had this spirit that I'm fixing to go to in just a minute to show it to you, that thing came in as a comforter to her. It was a comforter to her. He said, I'll take care of you. She didn't know the difference. And she held on to it, and she was believing that thing rather than when we were teaching deliverance to her. He would say, I'm the one that takes care of you. I'm the one that defended you from your father. I'm the one. It came in when she was in a closet crying her heart out, saying, God, why did you let this happen to me? She was blaming God, but she continued to cry out to God, and God brought her to us with a migraine headache. But it was a comforter to her, and she made friends with it.
Amen.
And until you learn to really discern the spirit, that thing will come up and talk to you and act just like she was. You'd think you were talking to her. When we started after him, he would throw stuff out, and we thought he was gone. My thing with anyone is, no difference, no deliverance. I don't care who you are.
Amen.
I don't care who you are. And we would do deliverance on her, and she'd just, I'd call that thing, and, you know, we thought he left. And she'd say, did he go? I said, I don't know. I thought he did, but we'll see. Only time will tell.
Please turn tape over for the conclusion of this message on side two.
I said, you have got to order him out. You have brought him in. He came in. She let him come in because he came to her.
I'll take care of you, and I'll never let them hurt you again.
And so she let him come in. And she had to repent of that. Okay, let's go over to Matthew. Holding off on the last one. I'll get to it just in a few minutes because we're gonna do some deliverance on people that want it. Matthew 18, verse 21. You see, it all starts with forgiveness. And I know you know that, but I'm going to tell you again. And sometimes it makes me so mad when somebody comes up to me and says, you got to forgive, you know. And I thought, well, I thought I'd already forgiven. But in my heart, I knew it didn't. Don't you hate anybody tell you the truth sometimes when you think you think you're okay? See, I'm being honest with you. Can I tell y'all a secret? I'm not perfect. I had to say that because sometimes we think we are. But Lord, help us all. We've got feet of clay. Verse 21 of Matthew 18, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times 7. And Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee, not unto 7 times, but unto 70 times 7. And you know what? That's in one day. It's in one day. 70 times 7. And we think if we've forgiven somebody one time, we've done a big thing. We have to forgive. We have to forgive. We see, this is an area of dying, too. You got to die to your feelings. Not let everything everybody says, every look and thought that you think they're thinking about you. You know, you got a false prophet in you that prophesies to you all the time. You got a false prophet in you. Yeah, there's many false prophets in the world. As Brother Tommy talked on some of it, Lord, the time's flown, I can't remember if it was this time or last time, Tommy. But anyways, but you got one in you. And he acts just like the Holy Ghost. He'll talk to you. I met that dude one night. He's vicious. Man, he is vicious. He has done more damage in our church. See, I'm really smart. He would prophesy in the church. I don't mean stand up and say, thus saith the Lord. But through deliverance, that thing would cut. And I couldn't get his mouth bound. He'd go to yakking, and he was tearing down people's faith, saying, I don't have to go. Y'all don't have any faith. And the people began to listen to it, so I had to stop. I pushed him. I told him to shut up. I finally got to call the girl back. I said, we're not doing deliverance on you anymore until you get that thing under where and want to get rid of it. And so I started preaching faith to our church again. I said, you've let the enemy tear your faith up because we had worked with it so long. And she really wasn't wanting to get rid of it. You see, if you don't want to get rid of it, you can keep it.
That's right.
You say, man, you sure have a weird church. You better believe it. But you know what? The power of God's in it.
Amen.
It's the hardest place in the world for people to come. They come to us and tell us how hard it is to get there. I laugh. I always think it's funny. I thought, well, I even have.
Oh,
yeah. We have one woman that when she wants to come to our church, she has to call and say, would you please bind me up so I can come to your church? And I have to bind her for her to get there, too. I bind spirits in her. Jesus said you got to forgive. You not only got to forgive if you've been abused, you got to forgive everyone that's ever hurt you. Everything. Everything. You know, we're hard people. We are hard-hearted. Lord's been working on me about it. He isolated me for 3 months. The only place I'd been was to my church. And he began to, I said to him, Lord, I don't want to be hard. I know my heart is hard. I've been walked on so much, and I was feeling real sorry for myself. And I said, but I want to walk in love. And I cannot do deliverance unless I love.
Amen.
And he got to working about, he got me repenting. Man, I'm still repenting. Irma told me a day that I need to get saved. She said, but you got to repent first. I thought, I've been repenting for 3 months, but I'm still doing it. I said, Lord, help me. But the thing is, we've got to forgive mothers, fathers. If you were abused by a father or whoever, and you're angry at your mother. See, I've ministered the deliverance. This reason I know this, that the abused person is mad at the mother because the mother didn't know about it and didn't do anything about it. And I tell you that a lot of times mothers don't know anything. Sometimes
right.
They do. I know one girl went to her mother and told her mother, and her mother whipped her about it and said, you're a liar. But I do know that we need to forgive our mothers that they didn't know about this and protect it. Need to forgive the abuser. You say, well, I've done that. Check your heart and see if you really have. Can you really forgive them and love them? What Jesus said, he forgave us. And remember our sins no more. True forgiveness. He said, if you don't forgive, I'll turn you over to the tormentors. That's further on in this chapter, which I'm not going to. But I want you to go over to Revelation chapter 9. By the way, if you don't forgive, God won't forgive you. If you don't forgive the one that's hurt you, it stops God's blessings. It stops all that God wants to do for you. Revelation chapter 9. And this is the spirit that I have run into every time I have done deliverance on a person that's been sexually abused. And I'm telling you, it's sexual abuse that this thing comes in. In verse 11, this says that they had a king over them, which is the angel. If you read the whole thing, it's talking about the bottomless key, the key of the bottomless pit and the pit being open. And I firmly believe the bottomless pit's open, that we're dealing with a lot of spirits that are from the bottomless pit now. In fact, I have never come to this over here in the camp meeting and had demons get in my car until this trip. I don't know what God's doing, but the devil is really mad. And I had to do an errand this morning, and I had a demon in my car that was from the bottomless pit. I know that dude, and I run him off. I don't know what he was doing in my car. I don't even know why, because I'm not normally bothered with him. So God must—he's going to do something tremendous before this camp meeting's over. I don't know what, but we're going to see something great and mighty happen, because we've been fighting the enemy too much. But this spirit, he said, they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, or whatever you want to call him. I call him Abaddon. That's what he told me his name was. And in the Greek tongue, his name was Apollyon. And Apollyon is a destroyer. As the scripture says, Abaddon is destruction. But this thing is a destroyer, and he comes in to destroy.
Amen.
He destroys people that, you see people get on drugs. Many, many of the people that I've ministered to that are in the street, that are street people that have come in, that we've ministered to, that have come into the missions, have been abused, sexually abused, and we always, always run into the destruction, the spirit. And he brings in, as I said a while ago, he'll bring in unforgiveness, he'll bring in bitterness, he'll bring in hurt, he'll bring in wrath, anger, just violence, just terrible violence. I was ministering to a man one night. So you minister, man, shoot you. Anybody needs it, if there's nobody else, I'm there. I don't care. I'm old enough to be their grandmother, so it don't matter. But I was praying with him, and they had been saying when he was around the people there at the mission, said, Miss Coffey, he destroys everything he touches. And he's supposed to be an electrician. But said every time he gets to work, and they were telling me his problem. But I wasn't listening to what they were saying. And so when I went to pray for him, I heard this going, growling.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, uh-oh. And I think if I'm dealing with a man, he does that, I'll step back and look for help. Well, I didn't see anybody. So I said, Father, I just ask you to bind him to the chair. I bind him to the chair, and I bind the chair to the floor. And, Father, would you send some angels to put around him?
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, he sat there, and he was holding on to the side of the chair, and he was trying to move it, and he was growling at me. And I said, you spirit of destruction, you come out of him in the name of Jesus. And I worked on him for a little bit, and we got the thing out of him. And he told me that this one came in him through a lick on the head when he was a child.
Amen.
So, see, they come in lots of ways, but most everyone that I've done deliverance on in sexual abuse has had this thing. It's come in at that time. But a sudden fear will open the door for spirits to come in, too, a trauma of any kind. I was thinking about the little boys that were in that accident the other night, that they really needed to go after the fear on them. I don't know who's ministered to them. I hope they have gotten that off of them, because regardless of whether they say they're fearful or not, that fear was there. But this thing comes in, and he comes in to destroy. And through the abuse over in Hebrews in chapter 12, and I'm about through, in chapter 12, I've run into this bitterness in people. In verse 14, it says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fall of the grace of God, lest any root. See, this is what I wanted, was the root of bitterness. Bitterness against everyone. Haters of God is there. The hate of God. And we call it haters of God because it's an ugly spirit. it won't allow the person to believe God loves them. This spirit of destruction is so vicious that he brings all of this in and covers himself up with all these lesser demons so no one ever gets the real thing out. You can go after it, and you can go after it and think it's gone, and he'll pop up again because until you get all the things that's over him, rejection, rebellion. It brings rebellion. The kids get out and they start rebelling. They're hard to deal with. You know, the first signs of it is to watch a child change, this overnight change, and you begin to see that they're totally different from what they used to be. And you say, I heard women say, I don't know what in the world happened to that child. Why? All of a sudden, they're a different person. Well, they are. They've been hurt. That they have a wounded spirit. You know, for years I was told that the devil couldn't touch your spirit, and he can wound it, he can bruise it, he tears it. Read the Proverbs. And they have such a wound in them, such a deep wound in them, without healing and getting that thing out and getting it healed, they never can live a normal life. They become alcoholics. They become drug addicts. And murderers. I've dealt with murderers. We ministered to a guy that had killed, I didn't know it at the time, three people. He'd been in prison. He was a drug dealer, an addict. And we got him saved and got him filled with the Holy Ghost. And he started coming to our church. He started bringing in drug dealers and drug people in. I mean, we were getting them delivered, going and coming. I mean, the Lord was just really doing a beautiful work of saving them, delivering them, and filling them with Holy Ghost. And we get this group saved, and he'd go bring us another. He knew everybody because he'd sold them drugs. And he was repenting of having, you know, dealt drugs to them. And we started ministering deliverance to him and found out he had been abused as a child. His father had over and over and over sexually abused him. And he hated, there was so much hate in him. And we did deliverance on him for a while. Then y'all get mad at him if you want to, but some faith people got a hold of him.
Come on.
And it stopped it. Why, you're under the blood. You can't have demons. I thought you should have been in my church tonight. He took out every chair in the church. We manifested him. I was just praying for him up there, you know, we peacefully like. And all of a sudden, this guy just started backing up. Next thing we knew, he had taken every chair out on one side of the church and took, and you know, he said, no old woman's going to do this to me. Took five or six of us old women, but we got him on the floor, and one man just sat straddled his chest. But we got him on the floor, and we called it out. They don't come too big for God.
Amen.
But it's a root of so much of this. And if you'll begin to see and understand, even though the people or kids around you and the things they're doing, you can understand where they're coming from. And reach out to help them. Start binding. And binding. You got the authority to bind. You have the authority to bind. And so bind. Well, one other scripture, and I'm just going to quote it. 1 Samuel 15:23, the rebellion that comes in. And with rebellion, what is 1 Samuel 15:23 says? Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness and, what's the other one?
Idolatry.
And it leads them into Satanism. We've dealt with them, Jim and I've dealt with them, that were in Satanism, and it all started from abuse. You say, how to do that? Because that spirit of destruction comes in, and he's going to destroy any way he can. And it just takes a lot of work to get them out. But praise God, the Word says that the believer will cast them out. And if you're a believer, you can cast them out of people. And I'm a believer, and I'm telling you, I believe my God will throw anything out. I don't care who he is, if you want to get rid of him. But remember this, God will not override your will. He will not separate you from your friends. Amen? Praise the Lord. I let my husband start calling them out. And those that want to be free will be. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good.
I bind every spirit in this place to my authority.
Amen.
authority where I'm seated at the right hand of God in the heavenlies is what the Word says. That is my position. And I believe the Word. I believe it to be complete and true in everything that it speaks. And I take that authority today and I bind the enemy to my authority here. They will answer to my voice. They will leave when I call their name. They are under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is Jesus that does the work, and I simply use that authority and stand in His place here today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And I bind all of the power that is here today, and I separate it from you. I bind unbelief. Unbelief right now. I give you the chance to believe God can set you free and will set you free today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I bind, first of all, that incest. Not only do I bind it, I just bind its power right now. Power for it to stay, for the power for it to hold on. In the name of Jesus, I take authority, and now I cast it out of you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command it to loose you and come out. Every spirit of incest, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. Loose this people. Loose them in the name of the Lord Jesus. I take authority over you. Be gone in Jesus' name. The Word is alive. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And in the name of Jesus, I command you, go. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. All the abuse, spirits of abuse, in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out. All the abuse in the Jesus' name. Sexual abuse. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break your hold and I destroy your power. In Jesus' name, by the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, come on, call for them. Call for them. Take deep breaths. Work with me. It's no disgrace to have a demon. It's a disgrace to hold on to him. Now, nobody's paying any attention to you. If that thing is tickling you and working here, cough him out. Go ahead. Cough him out. Breathe him out heavily. Yawn him out. However the Lord wants to do it, but don't hold on to him. Don't hold on. Come out. Come out. All that abuse, all that sexual abuse in the name of Jesus. I know it is rampart, even right here in this place. In this place. It has happened to any number of people here. In the name of Jesus, I command it to loose you and come out. Come out. You don't want to carry this back home with you. In the name of Jesus, forget about it. You can get your dignity back if you think you're going to lose it. You can regain that. But you'll have this demon with you if you don't get rid of him now. In Jesus' name, all of the abuse, sexual abuse, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, loose them. Loose them and let them go. Sexual abuse. All the shame, come out. Shame in Jesus' name. Loose them and come out. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. That old spirit that says you're disgraced, come out. Come out. Spirit of disgrace, come out. Come out. No, you've got to go. You've got to go. You've been discovered. Nobody wants you here. Nobody cares about you. You have to go. Come out. Disgrace. Disgrace. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come on out of it. Come out of it. Come out of him. Come out of him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It's not only women. It's men too. You've got to go. You've got to go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come out. All of the disgrace. All of the shame. I call guilt out. Guilt from being molested. In the name of Jesus, I cast that spirit of guilt out. Loose them and come out. In the name of Jesus, he is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords, and he gives no place to the devil. We give no place to the devil here. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus, you have no rights here. You have no rights. Loose them and come out. Spirits of shame and disgrace and guilt. 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 That spirit of guilt. In the name of Jesus, you're a liar. You're a liar. They could not help it. And you convince them that they were at fault. So guilt, you've got to leave. Guilt, you can't stay. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over that spirit of guilt. Guilt over being molested, sexually molested, raped. Rape, in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. I call the spirit of rape out. I call that spirit of rape out in Jesus' name. And all the associated spirits with rape in the name of Jesus. The guilt, the shame, and the disgrace in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come on out. Come on out. No, you can't stay. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You've got to go. You've got to go. All the incest. All of the incest. All of the rape. All of those spirits associated with rape. All of them, come on out. Come on out. No, no, you can't stay. In the mighty name of Jesus. For he's highly exalted. He's given a name above every name at the name of Jesus. Every knee bows. Every tongue confesses. Say with me, Jesus. Once more, Jesus. Once more, Jesus. Now, be quiet and let them come out. Come on out. Come out. We've confessed Jesus. We have confessed Jesus. Now loose them. Loose them and come out. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. You can't stay. Come out. Come out. Come out. Incest. Incest. Abuse. All the abuse. All the abuse. Come on out. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All of the abuse. All of that abuse. Come on out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. All that abuse. Abuse, incest, and rape. Come on out. Come on. No, it hadn't left yet. It's still there. Some of it's still in here. You've got to go. You're a liar. You're a thief. And you're a robber. There's some people here that need to confess their sin. They have molested people. They have molested people. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All that molestation. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have given our allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will not walk under the power of Satan any longer. We need to get rid of it. Now's the time. Get rid of it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Molesting. Spirit of molesting. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes. Yes. It has to go. It has to go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every one of them, all of those spirits have to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Tells you you were unclean. He's a liar. He's a liar. He is unclean. He's trying to put the guilt on you. He's put the guilt on you. You've accepted it. Many of you have accepted the guilt of being unclean because it happened. And you had no control over it. You had no control over it. Now loose them. Loose them, demon. Demon, and come out of you. You're recognized, and you know. We know you, and you can't stay. In the name of Jesus, let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. He could use some help, I believe. In Jesus' name, let them go. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out. Come on out. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Every one of these spirits. All associated spirits with rape, incest, and abuse. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Jesus. All that sexual abuse. All the sexual abuse. Every bit of the sexual abuse. Move. Move. Come on. Come on out. Come on out. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We're not going to stay on it all day now. We're going to get rid of it and be done with it. Go. Go in Jesus' name. You're a liar. You've lied to them. Come out. Come out. Come out. We'll not accept you any longer, demon. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. I cast you out. I cast you out in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call off destruction. I call the destruction out. Every bit of the destruction that came in under the Abaddon or Abaddon, whatever you want to call yourself, Apollyon, the destroyer, destruction, you've got to go. Whatever name you use or whatever title you come under, I'll not receive you. You have go, go, go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, destruction, destruction. In Jesus' name, the destroyer, come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. in the mighty name of Jesus. Come out. Come on out of there. Destruction. Destruction. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You can't stay. You can't stay. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out. All destruction. Destruction. Destroying spirits. Destroying spirits. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Loose them. Come on out. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call spirits physical abuse. Physical abuse. You that have picked up those spirits from husbands and loved ones or anyone that has physically abused you. You picked up the spirit of physical abuse. Been struck. Been beat on. In the name of Jesus, I call that physical abuse out. Physical abuse. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Come on out. Come on out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Physical abuse. You can't stay. You can't stay. Come out. Come on out. Come out. Come on out. Move. 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 In Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. You have no place in God's house. And this is the temple of the Most High God sitting here in these seats. You cannot stay. I take authority to command you in the name of Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Come on out. Come on out. Physical abuse. Physical abuse. Come out. Come on out. Come on out. Move. Move. Move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There's another abuse. There's verbal abuse. Verbal abuse. We've been spoken harshly to, and it's caused hurts. And we've been abused, and our spirit's been beat down and abused. And I call verbal abuse out. Verbal abuse. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Oh, come on out. Shut up and come out. Shut up and come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. 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 The Lord rebuke. I needed some men right over here. I need a man. Need a man in there. In the name of Jesus. Let him go. Let him go. That's all right. It's just a demon acted up. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Verbal abuse. Verbal abuse. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. 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 Loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You will obey. You will bow. You will bow to Jesus, the Most High God. For he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name you shall cast out devils. In my name, the believer casts out devils. Now come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All those spirits of verbal abuse, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on out. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let him go. Let him go. In the name of Jesus. 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 Loose them. Loose them and come out. Loose them. Loose them. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come on out. I'll cover them again. Incest. Incest, you've got to go. All of the incest. All of the incest. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All of the incest. All of the sexual abuse. All of the sexual abuse. Destruction. Free of the speech. Destruction. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Destruction. Thank you. Every related spirit, all of that family of sexual prowess, in Jesus' name, come out, in Jesus' name. You have no place here. All of the abuse, all the sexual abuse, spirits of lust, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, all the lust spirits, in Jesus' name, all the rape spirits, bow to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bow to Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. All perversion in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. That root of bitterness, all that bitterness that it brings, I come against the bitterness. God is freeing you. I call the bitterness out now so you will be free from even the bitterness, from the bitterness of former events in your life where you were taken advantage of in the name of the Lord Jesus. Or even if you consented, the bitterness that has come in and set in Jesus' name, I call bitterness out. All the bitterness. Bitterness from any source. Bitterness from other sources other than sexual abuse. I call bitterness out. That very root of bitterness. The root in Jesus' name. We cast out the root, we get it, and we kill it. We kill it at the root. In Jesus' name, I cast out that root of bitterness. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. I lose strength. I lose strength to that in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I lose strength to everyone here who's receiving deliverance. I lose the protection of the Most High God to watch over you and keep you while these demons are coming out and you're being set free. In the name of the Lord Jesus, for He is Lord. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. And the Word says that they will not in any way harm you. The demons will not. As we turn to the Lord, the demons will not. And as we're set free, the demons will not harm us. Come on out. Come on out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Sexual abuse, sexual sins, all the fornication, adultery, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Perversion, adultery, uncleanness, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I ask you right now, everybody, whether you've admitted openly or not, afresh and anew, to forgive the one that abused you in any manner. If you really want to be set free, forgive the one that abused you right at this moment, right here, right now. You don't have to do it to me. I'm telling to the Lord. Do it to the Lord. Tell the Lord that you forgive that person and you desire that they be blessed. That you desire God bless that person right now. If you want to be set free, God cannot move until we learn to free others, because you have bound that person, you've bound yourself, you've bound God because of unforgiveness. Now, forgive now. And Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask right now that forgiveness be poured forth from persons here who have been abused, who have been misused, been taken advantage of at any age. It doesn't matter, Father. We ask right now that you forgive. As they ask for forgive or speak forgiveness to the one, you forgive them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm going over them again now. If we've forgiven, it's released something. It has released something so that God can move in your life. I come after the incest. Incest, you can't stay. Spirit of incest, come on out of there. Come out, all of it now. Come out. Every vestige of incest, every bit of the spirit of incest. In the name of Jesus, I break your hold. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, incest, all of the guilt. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every bit of the guilt. In Jesus' name, loose them and let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of rape. Rape. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Haters of God. Haters of God. I call out haters of God. When we accuse God of not protecting us. Come on out. Come on out. In Jesus' name. Those that hate, that had a hate of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call out the bitterness again. The bitterness, all of the bitterness, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Kutalala bahasanta yetehea kata. Obra santa yara kinehana. O santa yetaha yetehea kalaha. Loosen all of it, all of it. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Come on out. All of it. Well, praise God. Praise God. There's still some deliverance going on. Let's all stand. Those in deliverance, you can stay on in and deliver us. Don't let us stop. Praise God and thank Him for the deliverance. Father, I just praise You right now. I thank You for setting some people free from some things that have harassed their life for years, Lord. We just praise You and we thank You. We give You the glory, Lord. We just thank You. Father, I ask that You bind up every demon that's left in this place, in any person. Bind them so they'll not harass. In the name of the Lord Jesus, they'll not in any way disturb these people. In Jesus' name. I ask You to send Your angels and cleanse our church to take out everything that has been cast out this afternoon, Father, or that is loose and free. Any spirit of that is against You, that comes against the Word of the Lord, to remove it, bind it in chains. Carry it to the pit, Lord. Place it in the pit and bound there that it will not return to harass anyone here. Fill every person here with Your Holy Spirit. Wherever there was a demon cast out, fill that space, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, fill us afresh and anew. I bind backlash and retaliation from having been in deliverance today. In Jesus' name, that the enemy will not come to harass you again because you sat in deliverance. I just praise You and I thank You for setting some people free this day. Now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I bless the food that we will partake now, the physical food for our bodies, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I give You the glory for it. We set it apart to nourish and strengthen us. I ask You bless those that have prepared it, and we give You the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received, and now I am happy all the day. Are you washed in the blood, in the soft cleansing blood of a lamb? are your garments, spotless are they white as snow, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments, spotless are they white as snow, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Now, at 6 o'clock or as soon as we can, we're going to have baptismal down at the lake, down at the boat ramp, which is down at the far end at the bottom of the road at the far end of the campground. Okay? Come down there for baptismal. We want you to just come down there and help us, whether you're being baptized or not. Come down.
I get some conversions.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.